This is Channel 2 Right, the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie at supper this Thursday the 13th of July, 71, with Jim and Suzanne. This is Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie this Thursday night at supper, the 13th, Tuesday the 13th of July, 71. Channel 2 Right, and the beginning of Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie this Thursday night at supper with Jim and Suzanne, Tuesday the 13th of July, 71. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie, this Thursday night at supper, the 13th of July, 71, with Jim and Suzanne. Channel 1, Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Cookie at supper, Tuesday the 13th of July, 71, with Jim and Suzanne.
I know none of the rest of them will. Just like my brother that was down last week. There's something wrong. I don't know why. He don't want to stay home. He don't want to go up home. He just run in and out. That's it. He can't stay off of the bank fishing.
Well, now they have brother and wife who were down here with your mother, do they live close?
No, they live in
that's right.
Wadsworth, Ohio.
That's right. But there is a member of the family that lives fairly close.
About 18 miles. See, I've got a brother, I've got two brothers, and a sister that live within 18 miles of daddy's. And I've got one brother, I hate to say this, but Faye, I've got one brother that hasn't been home to see my dad since before Christmas.
And lives within 18 miles.
Lives within 18 miles of my daddy, and he hasn't been
within 18 miles.
And hasn't been home to see my daddy since before Christmas.
18 miles.
Right.
Why, Faye? That's inconceivable. Is that right?
But yet, every weekend, he has to go see his wife's mother and see that they're taken care of.
Oh.
He's one of them henpeck type, as you call it.
Yeah.
He does what Miss Susie says.
Yeah.
And Miss Susie says you can't take your new car up to Paul Cook's.
Yeah. You ruin the tires.
That's right. Scratch the paint, maybe.
Yeah. 10 of you?
10 of us. 5 boys and 5 girls.
Now this one, the sister you're just talking about, she's just 28.
28.
Good Lord, she's lived fast, hasn't she?
Yes, she's lived half of her life in 28 years. She lived half of it.
And she's got all that house.
Oh, a fabulous home.
Everything electricity.
Everything automatic and electricity, that's right.
And she lives by the whiskey bottle.
Yeah, she changed her religion and went to it's Orthodox. I mean, it's a Catholic belief. And that's, they can drink their whiskey on Saturday night and go to church on Sunday morning, and they ain't got a worry in the world.
Yeah. Just the way it works out.
That's right. And she comes home, and I mean, just dressed up just fit to kill. And personally, I don't care whether she ever comes to my house or not. I don't.
You can't talk her language anymore.
No, I don't talk her language. No, I don't live her kind of life. I live the way I want to live. I don't live the way the Joneses live on next door. I don't try to keep up with them. I'll run them out of the country if they fool with me.
Well, Well, you know that's something, see? I don't know. I might leave West Virginia and go to Florida, too.
Well, before I left and come down here, I'm going to tell you, I worked 2.5 years on the farm there and helped Daddy. Didn't work on public works at all. And traded for a living.
Yeah.
To feed my family.
Yeah.
And I raised most of it. I had my cow, I had my beef, my pork, chickens. And all I had to buy was a little bit of flour and sugar and coffee. About all we bought. And Dad had a good pair of horses. I did. I traded for them. A pair of mares about the size of Babe.
Good size horses.
Good size horses and good horses. Well, I left them there with Dad. I traded some of Dad's stock for them. And I left them there with Dad. And in less than 4 months after I moved down here, they had sold them horses. They had sold enough of Dad's cattle, to make a down payment on a tractor, a disc, a plow, mower machine, a hay rake, in other words, a complete line of farm equipment.
Is that right? Just as soon as you got out of the picture.
As soon as I got out of the picture. Yeah, I took the horses and this turn plow that's sitting right down here by the barn right now and broke every bit of land that Daddy had broke.
Yeah.
And I took a mower machine just like sitting over yonder and cut every straw of hay that there was cut. And I done it myself. Me and Helen. Helen cut out there and helped me in the hay there many a day.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
She has.
She has.
Yeah.
And she'll tell you the same thing. They replaced me with a tractor and all the implements.
Yeah. Now, who headed that move?
My next oldest brother, Lawrence, lives in Ripley, West Virginia.
Yeah.
He's got a 250 acre farm.
Yeah. He's the one with the, where does he work? It was
Kaiser Aluminum.
Yeah. And all those purebred cattle.
That's right.
But so
yet he can't let Daddy have a purebred bull to breed his heifers with.
Even give him a calf to grow out.
Right.
Well, ain't that something? What, Cookie?
It's like I said, it's just dog eat dog. I'll do what I want to do and the heck with you.
Well, are they going to be mean about the place?
They better not be. Because I can, Daddy'll do just a little bit of what I want done. Do you think for 1 minute that I've got a brother, a sister, a brother-in-law, or a sister-in-law that would have hooked a horse trailer behind their car and took a horse like I did, the distance I did, and give it to my daddy? No, uh-uh. That long green would have been right there waiting if they'd have brought that horse back.
Yeah.
That's right. They wouldn't have attempted it. But I talked to Dad last night. He said, that's the finest little mare I ever rode.
Is that right?
He said, she's got all the gates. You've got to make her get in them and make her stay.
Yeah.
But he said, she's young and she's just what I want.
Yeah. Is she young?
3-year-old.
Is that old?
3-year-old.
I'm surprised you gave your daddy a 3-year-old.
Yes, sir.
He'll feed her up too,
honey. He's feeding her. He told me what he's feeding her. Now let me get this straight. Half a gallon of oats, a quart of cracked corn, a quarter brand and a quarter sweet feed. Twice a day.
That's a great pleasure.
A great pleasure, and she's in orchard grass and alfalfa to her ears. She had growed 1.5 inches around the girth since I come back.
I could, with all respect to you and your family, none of you have lived like that since you've been in this part of the world.
No, sir.
You haven't had a horse. Fed into such rations as, yes.
No, sir.
Stand knee-deep in alfalfa and orchard grass.
No, sir. But now that's what he thinks of a horse.
Yes.
That's his pride and joy.
Yes.
He's happy with that horse. He lives by that horse. And if you're happy, everything goes good.
Well, when that 2 years and better that you were up there... Those crops, they don't take much time.
No.
You know, I don't believe people realize just what a luxury they had in that old way of living.
I did it and I enjoyed it. Really, I did.
You see, you was tied down all the time. You had to be there.
That's right.
You could leave in the morning, but you got to get back before dark.
Right.
But you still, can adjust to anything that comes along.
I enjoy the old-fashioned way of farming, and I'm gonna prove it to you.
What do you think we ought to do? See, I don't make anything out of these cows. I'd get along better if I had collards through the winter and some sweet potatoes in the summer. I'd actually do better.
If you don't make no money off of them cows, I know what I'd be doing. Unless you want to just keep them out there for income tax purposes.
I'm not in that bracket.
You're not up that high.
No.
I'd catch the market right, mister. You could take what you'd get out of them cows, what cash money you would get from your herd of cattle, put it in the bank on savings account, and let it draw interest. You'll make more money and have a heck of a lot less headache.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong, Faye?
That's right. And a couple of horses. The rest of them go. You don't have to have a full big garden like you used to have. You see, if you had a row of tomatoes or a dozen good vines, and some greens in the wintertime.
Right. It's like back up home, I had 7 tomato vines one summer.
Yeah.
You're going to call me a liar, but now Helen will tell you this, and tell you the truth. We actually took my old 41 Chevrolet and haul tomatoes all over that country and give them away off of them 7 tomato vines.
Yeah. How long will a tomato vine produce?
Up there, from the time they come in, they'll keep producing until frost bites them down.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You keep them staked up and pruned and take care of them. Well, I had tomatoes as stakes as high as that post right there, and you have to reach out and pick the tomatoes off of them.
Well, when they start producing, 1st of June?
Yeah, because Mama had tomatoes when I was home. Yeah.
June, July, August.
September and October.
Golly, good 5 months. Ooh.
Gosh, it's 8:20. I got to go put a fan belt on, a generator belt on Laura's car before she can go home.
Well, that little rain, I'm going to see if I can't get in the morning and get this transmission thing fixed. It's got to leaking. Well, it's just kept on leaking. And you know, it's been the hardest thing in the world for me to do that, because I've been doing something else.
Yeah.
And, two or three little errands there, and it's mean. I tell you what. I enjoy working up there. I say about every other month, 1 month on, 1 month off. But you see, I worked up there last summer. Now you see, this summer I'm flat broke. I can get a little money. Go on. I worked up there 3 3/6 last summer with 7 terms straight. And that was more than I get too hard to live with, you see. I even hard for me to live with.
Well, that's just why, guy. But I show them and tell them what I'm going to do and what I ain't going to do.
Yeah.
Because I know just how much that bulldozer I can take.
Yeah.
And how much I can't.
Yeah.
And if you don't start it, you won't have to stop it.
I tell you, poor man hadn't got much of a chance in this world. I mean, you just always got a wiggle. Seem like you're getting ahead, and you're not.
No.
And I don't think many people realize I don't know. You see all this horse farm, that's just an extreme case.
That's right.
Everything else works the same way. Works a hardship.
No, it's just like Daddy now. He's getting childish, he wants what he wants, and he's gonna get, come doggone there getting what he wants.
Yeah.
Because he's as near independent right now as he ever was in his life.
Yes. Yes. He ought to be ordinary.
Yes, sir.
He ought to be able to call a spade for once. And he ought to have somebody to talk to, somebody to listen to him, and pick up some of that
stuff. That's right, and
hand
his experience. Past experience.
Yes.
Right on down.
Now you see, your children are too young. They can't take them in.
Now he'll have frank understanding and listening to him before he comes home.
Yes, sir. He'll make a dent on Frank.
You ain't a joking, he'll make a dent on Frank.
Yeah. He'd make a dent on me too. I'd love to hear him talk.
Well now, I'm going to get him down here if I have to go get him, guy. I want him to come down. And that's about the only way. Now, none of the rest of them can't get him to come with them.
Yeah.
No. Uh-uh. No.
Well, it sure would be nice if you settle that succession up there and keep a little of that property. You know, someday you might be able to just make that your headquarters. I don't know any place like it. I don't want to live in Florida. Why do I want to live around here, Cookie? What is that around here to hold you that West Virginia is?
They ain't nothing. You can't grow decent vegetables down here.
Money's a little more plentiful down
here. You go up there, you plant sweet corn. By gosh, you raise sweet corn, don't you?
Yeah. You got too many outfits down here. None of them have got a grip on you like the coal people have up there. Oh, it's sinful the way they manage.
Oh, my goodness. But now you take me right now, for instance. I've got 10 more years, and all my kids will be through school. They'll be ready to go out on their own.
Yeah.
If I'm lucky. Well, guy, Miles, after I get my children through school, give them all the education that they want, that they'll take. That's all I'm going to live for.
So wouldn't it be nice to have a place up there in those yellows?
Wouldn't it, though, where you could drink that good old spring water and listen to them hoot owls at night and... not have a neighbor that's fussing at you all the time.
Oh, wouldn't that be something?
Nobody to bother you.
Just get at the end of the line and don't let them put in a new road.
That's right. Shovel up the old one if possible.
That's right. Just dig it up. That's right. And don't travel it yourself anymore when you have to.
Raise your hogs and your chickens and your cow and your corn. Chop it up and make cornbread out of it.
Yeah.
There's a way, and God, I could live up there.
Yeah.
I mean, I believe, honestly believe, that I could live without any luxury at all up there.
Yeah. You don't want any. I mean, you'd have what you want right there.
Plenty to eat. They're talking about, these hippies talks about health food.
Yeah.
Now that would be health food, wouldn't it?
They don't know what health food is. Just fed with them. They don't know anything about it. They don't know anything.
No, we got one fellow that's quitting this week. This is his last week.
Yeah.
He's going to go to work on a farm and raise health food.
Yeah.
For a living.
Yeah. Well, now that food is that's health food up there.
Yeah, I wish you could eat some of Mama's cooking, where she raised in the garden, canned, and put up in the cellar. And
I tell you. Oh, yes. And all you need is to have first Monday a place to go to trade.
Well, up there it's on Friday.
And see your friends.
Up there it's on Friday.
And find out what in the hell they're doing.
That's right.
Is that right?
And believe me, when you go to the stock market on Friday, you get there at 10 o'clock, and you can gather all the news from all over the county and be back home before dark.
Don't tell me.
Yes, sir. You can hear about everybody, because everybody goes to market.
That's Friday?
That's Friday.
Every Friday?
Every Friday.
Once a week, that'd be something.
And they sell everything one day. Cows, hogs, goats, horses, you name it. If you've got to sell it, bring it to Spencer Livestock Market and we'll sell it.
Yeah. How about that?
Yes, sir. Man,
once a week, once every 2 weeks or so, is about all you can gather in, all you need.
And you can go out there if you need some mower machine parts, hay rake parts, any kind of parts for your machinery, turn plow point.
Yeah.
You can get it. That's expensive.
Yeah. Well, now, Cookie, let me tell you. These youngsters coming up, they just play. But now your daddy goes to one of those things, and he may not have it worked out in his mind how he does it, but he knows how he does it. And he sees all the people he wants to see.
And he sees everything, every kind of livestock that he wants to see.
Yes.
And he'll wait, he'll set the sale out. And he'll see what to bring him the best price.
Yeah.
Then before the next week, if he runs into something that he can buy and make $6, $7, $8, $10 on, he done bought it. See.
Yeah.
He puts it in the back of the, he puts it in the barn, and then on next Friday morning, well, he goes to market.
Yeah. So that pays his transportation.
That's right. He got a free trip to market.
Free trip to market. How about that?
It's 35 miles from home.
Yeah.
He got a free trip to market.
And Now, how much is that rough road off the highway?
About 2 miles.
Is that all?
That's all. And heck, far. I took my Cadillac and a horse trailer right on into his door.
What do you do? Just take it easy?
Well, it ain't all that rough.
Not all that rough?
No, it's a gravel base.
Just when it's washed out or something?
That's right.
Back up in the winter when you were there, you had a hard time. Oh, that wasn't there. That was another road.
Yeah, that was another road. Oh, I just scooted right on into Dad's. But it was over at Helen's Dad's is where it was so bad.
Yeah. They were working on the road, or it was washed out, or what's wrong with it?
Yeah, it washed out.
Yeah. And all them rocks showing that. It don't take long for them rocks to cut your tires.
No, sir, because they break them and they're sharp.
Yeah. Well, I don't know the people you know. I know Jack Stokes. I think well of Jack. But I wouldn't stay in Florida just because Jack Stokes was here.
No.
I just assume that people, you know, not too different anywhere. But then again, I think they are.
Yes, they are. I'm going to tell you what Mama said. When I was home. She told me, she said, now, Leo, she said, those people down there where you got the horses, she said, I never met them before. I may never see them again. But to me, them people are more like home folks than anybody I've saw in the state of Florida.
Yeah. Less like Florida. I think about Willie and his board of deacons. I have no idea how it works out, you see. It must work out, or else he wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I would take my chances on that country up there if I had a. Thinking about the fellas you'd run into.
Then up there, I mean, you can go horse trade.
Yeah.
I mean, you saddle up a horse and you lead one and you'll ride for 10, 12, 14 mile one day and you stop and put up with your neighbor and they'll take care of your horses and put them in the barn and feed them. You get up the next morning and you go another 10, 12, 14 miles. And if you don't trade for what you want, why, you keep on going till you find what you want.
Yes.
Which is, let me tell you, is a barrel of fun.
Yes. And you see the country.
You see the country, you see how everybody lives, you see how their gardens are growing and their.
Yes. And they're glad to see you.
Glad to see you. Put you up anywhere. You don't sleep in the barn like the old folks used to.
Yeah.
No, they give you the best bed you got in the house.
Yeah. Sure.
But you know, them good old times.
Yeah. Well, I never have been much to mix with strangers. I always have to stay with the people that I've been knowing sometime. But if a fella. You know, if a fella has the touch, why, he could just keep on going. And never meet a stranger, couldn't he?
Never meet a stranger and never miss a meal.
Never miss a meal. And his horse either.
That's right.
Yeah. And look at all that talk you have, Cookie. Is your daddy talk?
Oh, yeah. He's got to the point now, after he was in the hospital, and with the ulcers, and then he had to go back for when he got his leg busted up.
Yeah.
and he thought he was going to have to go when he got his shoulder busted up. He's got down to where he repeats himself an awful lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He'll tell you it now.
Yeah.
And then in a little while later, well, he'll tell you the same thing over again.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it seems like a lot of times they're past their prime, but if you watch out and sort of watch out for them, they'll come out of that.
Yeah.
It's not always a permanent thing.
But the way the rest of the boys is doing, I mean, they pay him no interest. And I called him last night and talked to him. And I'll call him again about Saturday. About Saturday night, I'll call him again. Well, it's 8:30. I got to go back.
Okay. I think I'll run in the morning and do a few errands, thanks to this little shower. What is it, day, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Heck, if the sun comes out, that'll dry out that apple.
Now that's the end of the visit with Cookie at supper with Suzanne and Jim this Tuesday night, the 13th of July, 1971. It's round 400, 415, 20, 25 on the 220 machine. This is Channel 2 right. And the end of the visit was Cookie at supper with Suzanne and Jim this Tuesday, the night, the 13th of July, 71. Channel 2, right, around 4:20, 25. The end of the visit was Cookie at supper this Tuesday night with Jim and Suzanne, the 13th of July, 71.